Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in. Our scripture from the Old Testament is from Isaiah chapter 9. Listen for God's word as it's found there. But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the later time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, O God, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of the burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let the people of God together say amen.
Amen.
Listen first in English and then in French. Come on up, Charles. I'll be reading the French. I'm still learning. Let me try English first. This is from the Gospel according to Matthew. It's the call story of the four folk, fishermen that Mindy mentioned there in Matthew's Gospel. Jesus has just come out of the wilderness for a time of testing, has survived that, and now we find him here. Now when Jesus heard that John, his relative, John the Baptist, had been arrested, Jesus withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah, which we just read, might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed Jesus. As he went from there, Jesus saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. Where's your home? Is your home where you live, or maybe where you're from? Is a home a state of mind? Billy Joel sings about being in a New York state of mind. Jimmy Buffett sings about a place called Margaritaville. Where is your home? When you go home for the holidays, where do you go? Some say home is where the heart is or where your family is. To a large degree, that's my definition of home. And of course, my home is where my sons are, where my wife is, where my dog Casey is. When I write, I return to the eastern shore of Virginia. I've never lived there, but I spent a lot of time there growing up. The Paramore roots of my family tree began taking root in 1622. So the eastern shore of Virginia is my imaginary home when I write stories about Evidence Gap and Rooksville, which are really probably Quinby and Cape Charles. To a large degree, home is where I was born and grew up. That's my definition of home, Hampton, Virginia. Home is sailing on the harbor there from Fort Monroe to Newport News Point. Home is the sunny days of my childhood walking on sandbars and rowing Indian River Creek and playing football on Watson Field. We went back to Watson Field sometime after college, and Watson Field has a house on it now, a single house. And Watson Field was not a field at all, but just a partial lot. But when I was a kid, it was giant. Home is High's Ice Cream, long walks on Chesapeake Boulevard, visiting the With girls, hanging out with the friends I grew up with. Where is your home? When you dream, where do you find yourself walking? Where's home? Here in Matthew's gospel, Matthew is teaching his readers by way of sacred geography. The place names he's talking about are significant in the lives and the history of his listeners. They recognize these places and they know the names of these places and these tribes. In this context, place matters a great deal. Jesus left the home in which he grew up, Nazareth, and traveled east 30 miles roughly to Capernaum by the Sea of Galilee. He left, Scripture says, to make his home in Capernaum, a fishing village. This place is significant. Oh, not to us. It's just a place name that's hard to pronounce for us. But it's a significant place. Capernaum and the surrounding territory, Zebulun and Naphtali, they had been part of the northern kingdom of Israel. And this is where the Assyrians first attacked Israel. The tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali were the first tribes of the ten in the northern kingdom. They were the first two of the ten to be decimated, to be carted off to exile. It is here that the sheep of Israel were scattered, carted off. The very ground had been watered by their blood. It was under these very skies that the people had cried out to God to be saved. It's here that Jesus has come to make his home, to begin as the great shepherd, to gather the scattered flock together again, to mend those generations that had been so badly broken. Matthew wants his readers to think historically. He wants them to just pay attention to where Jesus is beginning his ministry. He quotes, Matthew does, from the chapters of Isaiah known as the Book of Emmanuel, chapter 7 through 12, roughly, in which Isaiah writes about a wayward people and a time of future hope. The people of Zebulun and Naphtali, they had relied on their king for deliverance, not on God. And so God was angry with them. But that anger would not last. This is what Isaiah says. But there'll be no darkness. And this is the message, Eugene Peterson, I'm borrowing from. There'll be no darkness for those who were in trouble. Earlier, God did bring the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali into disrepute. But the time is coming when he'll make that whole area glorious. The time of hope about which Isaiah had written long ago has dawned. This day has dawned in Jesus the Christ, because he's left his home in Nazareth, 30 miles east, gone to make his home in the northern part of the Sea of Galilee in a fishing village named Capernaum. It's taken a long time for a light to dawn in so profound a darkness, but it has now, because this is where Jesus has come to make his home. Matthew is saying all of this by simply reporting a little geography. A little geography that Jesus went to make his home in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali in Capernaum. Jesus has come to gather the scattered flock from the point at which they were scattered. Jesus has left his home to make a home for his people. Repent, he says, turn around, for the kingdom of heaven is near. This is good news. This kingdom, this home has been made not with hands, but by the will of God for the people of God, for the scattered, for the battered, for the lost. Matthew wants us to pay attention to these small details, which mean the world to the Jewish readers that Matthew has intended his gospel for. So where is your home? Where is your home? It is there from his home base in Capernaum that Jesus began calling disciples to help him. Peter, Andrew, James, and John, they will immediately drop what they're doing and they will follow him. A whole series of sermons would talk about this immediacy. Mark uses again and again and again the word immediately, immediately, immediately. There's an urgency to Mark's gospel. But here, there's an immediate sense that, of course, we'll follow you, Jesus. We will drop what we are doing. Scripture says they did. And immediately they followed Jesus. We modern-day disciples are called also. And we may follow a little less enthusiastically and perhaps a lot less immediately. But we are called to follow the one who left his home to make his home in our midst. Jesus invites us to make a home with God at the center of our lives. Jesus invites us to make a home where strangers are welcomed. That's what his gospel's about. Jesus will invite us to make a home where neighbors are loved, where the neighborhood includes everybody. This will be hard for his readers back in that day, just as it is hard for us today to think our neighbor is everybody, even people who don't live in our neighborhood. And we're supposed to call to love and welcome everybody, even the people we don't like, even the people who don't like us, even the people who would wish for us harm. Jesus is called to make a home with him, to make a home where everyone is encouraged, where this community of shalom is nurtured, no matter what. So no matter where we live, this is the home that Jesus has called us to build. This is the kind of place, no matter where we live, we're called to establish and to pray over and to die for. This is the kind of welcome we're called to extend. This is what Jesus preached, and this is what Jesus lived, and this is the work his followers are immediately and enthusiastically called to do. Where is your home? Where is your home? My home most truly is the Church of Jesus the Christ. My home is the church my parents took me to when I was a baby. I was 2 weeks old. That's the first time I slept with a girl. Desoulay in the nursery, in the crib. There's only one crib. She grew up to be a beautiful woman and a friend. That was my home. Community Presbyterian Church was my home. A Faith Presbyterian Church in Cape Coral, that's my home. My home is First Presbyterian Church, Champaign. My home is Knox Presbyterian Church, Naperville. The Church of Jesus Christ is the place where I have received welcome, and the place where I am called to extend welcome, especially to people who historically aren't welcomed. The Church is the place where I'm called to cave into the peer pressure that you all push me into by doing things I'd rather not do, like love my neighbor, like go for a homeless walk, like spend more money than I think I have for the good of the kingdom of heaven. Our finance team drives me nuts because they're asking me to give sacrificially. How dare they get into my pocketbook like that? And thank God they do. The church is my home. It's the place where I'm challenged to do things that I cannot do alone. The church is my home. It's the place where I'm asked to think about things I'd rather not think about. The church is the place where I meet the far left and the far right. They're crazy on both sides. The church is the place where I get to build family with people that I haven't chosen, but God has chosen for me, you. The church is the place where I get to eat fried chicken and I get to listen to everybody complain about the crumbs on the floor. The church is the place where we welcome AA and NA in to circle up every week, rain or shine, come hell or high water, because this is their safe place, it's their haven, and we're going to pay for the lights and the heat. And we're going to clean it up for them, and we're going to clean it up after them. The church is the place that I have been welcomed and nurtured, and where I have best learned what it means to be a father and a husband and a citizen. Where is your home? Where is your home? My friend died suddenly this January, and we went to the funeral, and a bunch of old Army Rangers stood up to give remembrances, and they said, if anybody says they made it out of Ranger school by themselves, you should not trust that person, because none of us did. None of us made it out of Ranger school by ourselves. It was only by encouraging one another and by picking on one another and kicking one another and picking one another up that any of us made it. Well, the church is my Ranger school. The church is the place that's picked me up. The church is the place that slowed me down and says, be wiser, Matt. The church is the place that's kicked me in my behind and said, get moving, Matt. Where is your home? My home is the place wherever Christ's arms are reaching out to welcome the people who were once scattered, battered, and lost. My home is the church in which God's children all are welcomed, nurtured, celebrated. My home is the church where we hold hands to praise the God who calls us to serve, to love, and to heal. Jesus has left his home to make a home in our midst. Friends, welcome home. There was a friend in the grocery store, an old Methodist, an older man. Every Saturday when I shopped, he would say, preacher, I know I have a home in heaven, but I'm not homesick yet. The church is not heaven, of course, but the Book of Order talks about the church is meant to be a demonstration of the kingdom of heaven on earth. So we are striving to be like heaven. And eternal life began long ago, and we're in it now. So I'm grateful that we're not far off. The land shining that God has come to in Jesus Christ and welcomed us to follow. Go in peace in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.